Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host this morning, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. On today, we're going to have a very special gospel artist, Mr. Kevin Stewart. But first, we're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to pray, and then we're going to listen to his wonderful, wonderful anointed interview. Psalm 136 reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for the guest who is coming on the ministry today. We ask that you continue to bless his family and his ministry and everything that he do for the kingdom of God, Lord. We ask him with this particular ministry be something that is acceptable and pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right. And the moment you all have been waiting for, I would like to introduce Mr. Kevin Stewart. He's a talented, creative and on fire young man. Concerning the works of God, he has performed many places. He's had the opportunity to sing with some of the gospel artists, and he's going to tell you a little bit about his musical and gospel journey. So without further ado, I would like to introduce to some and present to others Mr. Kevin Stewart. Mr. Stewart, are you on the line?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm blessed with yourself.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Do you mind if I ask a couple of questions concerning your gospel journey?
Yeah, I don't mind at all. Let's go, I'm ready.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, ma'am. I'm 22. I'll be going on 23 in June. And I'm just excited. I think that's the best word to describe where I am now. I'm just excited that God has me on this journey, this mission to express his goodness, to tell of his goodness, and to tell of his word through music. I've been doing this since I was 3 years old. I knew since I was three that I wanted to either sing and preach. And it's just been an amazing journey. I mean, God has really showed himself to me in my life. And if nobody else knows he's real, I know for a fact he's real. But it's just been an amazing journey. And I'm just working hard, you know, putting out great music that'll be good for my generation and the seeds and generations as well. So I'm just doing the Lord's will perfectly.
Thank you so much. And that is right. I always do the Lord's will. Okay. Now, how did you get started with gospel music formally? I know that you said that at 3 years old you were singing gospel music, and you're also a minister as well, but how did you really get started?
Well, I got started. I used to attend the church back here in Detroit. By the name of Liberty Temple Missionary Baptist Church, and at the moment it was under the direction of Pastor Samuel J. Thompson. Then I got all of my foundation from there. I started singing in the children's choir at three, and I was actually directing the youth choir, directing the children's choir. I'm going to say about 7 years old. And from there is when the love developed for me to, you know, direct the choir and to do more solos and do praise and worship. So I really started there, and at one point, when Kiara Shear, when she stood at top of our youth organization, Bold Light Life, I was a part of Bold Light Life here for about a year and a half. And that really motivated me even more to be more bold about my walk with Christ and my praise, because at first, you know, with me being the young man, you know, the 12-year-old at Liberty Temple, it was kind of hard for me to, you know, praise God and express myself, because I thought that people would look at me differently because I was so young. But actually being able to attend BRL and be around more young people who are in my age bracket and being able to praise God freely really helped me to become even more bolder about my praise and my relationship with God. So I would say there is where I really got my foundation between the ages of 3 and 16 with my music and with my walk with Christ. And from there, it's just been an awesome journey.
Great, great. Now, speaking of the journey, you've had the opportunity to sing, I know, with Miss Kiki Sheard, and you've also had the opportunity to just be among some great gospel singers. So who are your two icons in gospel music?
My two icons will have to be Kiara Sheard and Kiara Sheard and Tonae. I love Kiara simply because she did something great in our city for our generation, for one. And two, I believe that Kiara has been consistent. I've been able to see, you know, Kiara grow through her music. I've been able to see, you know, Kiara have her ups and downs. And to me, that's important for an artist to be, like my generation says, 100 with us, because we get to see that everything everybody's not perfect. And for her to be in my city, you know, that's been someone that I've been able to see hands-on. And then she's really helped our community with her conference, the Bold Right Life Experience, which is life-changing as well. I would say Tonae is my other icon because Tonae is different. Tonae has been different since day one. There's nothing that has been, you know, regular for him. He's been very different, and he reminds me so much of Paul, because Paul was so different, and even though Paul had great issues, Paul still had an assignment, and he can reach certain generations and certain sets of people. So I love Tony because it was a generation and a set of people that he was able to reach that nobody else could. So that's why my hat goes off to him, because he accepted that assignment. He made sure, you know, that he reached those people, and he wasn't ashamed for himself being different and the anointing that was on his life. So those two have to be my favorite because they're just so different to me.
Now, when you tell me a little bit about your opportunity to sing with Miss Sheard, how was that? How did that come about?
With Kiara or with her mom?
Yeah.
With both of them, it was great. Actually, this is a short story. When I did background for Karen Craig Sheard, that night I was singing for Ernest Pugh. And I think she heard us downstairs in her dressing room, and she sent her assistant up and said, you know, could you see if they can sing background for me? And that's why I always tell people, it's good to support other artists and to at least, you know some of their music, because you never know what opportunity you'll have that day or at that moment. And just so happened, I'm a huge Clark fan, so I knew all of Karen's music, so it wasn't that hard for me to get up and sing her music. And I had to sing soprano on top of that.
Oh, bless
you. So
that
was a big plus for me. Right. And I tell people all the time when I do interviews, I said a lot of people used to tease me when I was younger because my voice was so high. But at that moment, I was like, hi, y'all talked about me, but look what I'm doing. So, Lord, you know, forgive
my
flesh, Lord. But it was such an amazing experience with working with Karen and with Kiara. Same thing, amazing. I mean, you know, she was strict. Kiara was very strict, but I can honestly say she instilled a lot of great things in me as far as being bold about my praise and bold about my worship, because I promise you, for a while I was just timid. I didn't want to show, you know, lift my hands because I didn't think I would be cool, or I didn't know if the adults would think I was playing. But at that at that point in my life, she really helped me to understand that, no, you have a relationship too. You go through things too. So you can express yourself in praise and worship. So it was a great experience. It was a great experience.
That's good. And what I really like about what you're saying, Mr. Stewart, and with all these singers that you've developed with, is everyone is authentic. No one's putting on a show. It's all about praising God and being authentic in your worship.
Absolutely. Yeah. And to me, that's almost what I believe our generation misses, because I just did a huge production with Patty Austin, the Grammy Award jazz artist, and we had a week-long of rehearsals. I mean, a good 10-hour rehearsals every day. And I was telling a lot of people here, a lot of my colleagues who are artists as well, that it amazed me how someone who sings jazz and R&B first of all, in my opinion, is anointed and knows the Lord, and she's authentic.
That's
this
right.
lady has a lot of money and has Grammys, but she's not walking around with her nose up, and she's just as sweet as we are. I mean, talking with
right.
us, laughing with us, making jokes. And to me, a lot of times, some other artists miss that. They think they have to have their chest in the air and their sunglasses on. No. This lady is making millions of dollars. She has a Grammy, and she's just as cool like you would see her at a grocery market.
Right.
But that's
right.
what I look for in artists.
Yeah.
I love the authentic. I think I'm saying the word right. Can you help me out? With the word authentic?
Yes.
Authentic? Yeah, that
authentic,
word.
Yes.
I just love it. I just love that artists can be real and can be humble. And those things are what I pattern myself afterwards, because I don't want to be that type of artist that I'm not reachable.
Right.
Not reachable. But it's
exactly
been a great
right.
journey. Yes, ma'am.
Great. Now, you kind of mentioned a little bit about you working with Miss Patty Austin, but can you tell listeners a little bit about your CD and your motivation behind the project?
Absolutely. My EP was actually one of those, I'm not going to say spare the moment, but it was just something that we wanted to do. I was actually headed down to the Rhythm and Gospel Awards for my first time. And I kept telling my mom, you know, we need to put out some music or something, you know, that we'll have proud of, but I didn't know that that was a God-ordained opportunity and a God-ordained shift.
Mm-hmm.
And it has blessed so many people. The Yes EP was basically just the songs that I had on my heart and that season of my life that I really wanted to express to God. And once again, like you said, I wanted to be authentic. I didn't want it to be, you know, just
right.
songs that we threw together or songs that were sweet. But each song has a powerful message, and it's actually been my journey since day one. And that's basically just giving God a yes. And
that's right.
I love it. I love it. The Yes EP is one of my faves. I haven't done a complete album yet, but I will say that the Yes
mm-hmm.
EP will forever be one of my faves.
And speaking of Yes, we're going to listen to Do It For You by Mr. Kevin Stewart. Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. right, Mr. Stewart. I really enjoyed that song, and it did have a message to it.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, and I really like what you said. I was listening, and I was writing and thinking, and I really like what you said. You said, trust God. He is not a man. He should lie. I believe in his word. And it's very important, Mr. Stewart, as you said, that we believe in his word, because it's one thing to be able to just read the Bible and quote scriptures, but you have to live that thing out, and you have to actually
yes,
wear
ma'am.
The word of God so that you can walk in his will. So that's good.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And I really love that song. One of my favorite producers by the name of Travis Malloy, shout out to him. He's such a great, mm-hmm. great guy. When he called me a week before I went down to record with him for the EP, I told him, I said, I really want a song that just talks about believing God's word. And he told me the night before I got there that the Lord gave him this song, and I loved it instantly when I heard it because it was so different, and it had like a little R&B flavor to it, a little old-school R&B flavor to it. And the message to me was very strong because a lot of times, to me, a lot of people, and it's no, you know, no shade or anything towards other artists, they make, to me, watered-down music, and they really don't have anything
right.
with the foundation to help people still believe in the word of God. Everything is always, oh, get your blessing or reach up and grab it. No, but you still got to have that foundation
Amen.
Of believing.
Amen.
So that's why I love
that's
that
right.
one. Yeah, I love that. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Now, you told me a little bit about this CD. You said you're not working on an album yet, but what projects are you currently working on? Do you foresee yourself working on, you know, in the future or soon?
Well, absolutely. Right now, the weekend of Easter, which is April 4th, I'm planning for the Yes Experience, which is my first concert as a solo artist, and it's going to be nuts. It's going to be super, 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 super amazing. God gave me the vision to call it the Yes Experience, and he's really been dealing with me the last couple of days and the last week because I've been really trying to pull myself together to really get a true understanding of what my assignment is, and God has been dealing with me in the book of Paul, not the book of Paul, the book of Acts, chapter 9, verses 1 through 18, and that was the conversion from Saul into Paul. And
that's right.
What God has been showing me in that is that Ananias, who was the guy who had to go and pray for Saul so that he could receive his sight and when he got converted, but the thing was, Ananias knew of Saul's reputation. He knew that Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He knew that Saul wanted to take Christians out and put them in jail. But God had to tell him, I know that you know his reputation, but he's still my chosen vessel. And he's the one who's going to reach kings, Gentiles, and another, you know, set of people. And God was really, he's really been speaking to me on God calling the unqualified. And I believe the Yes Experience will be able to help believers understand that even though you may have messed up or you have a dark past, you're still his chosen generation. I think it's Zechariah chapter 3 and 18. I know it's in chapter 3. I think it's around verse either 16 or 18. And God had told Satan that, you know, Satan, I rebuke you. Jerusalem is still my chosen city. And, you know, like I said, God's really been dealing with me on it doesn't matter if you still mess up. You still have an assignment on your life and a calling. Gift and callings come without repentance. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you're going through or what you've done. You still have a calling and assignment on your life. And it's amazing. I mean, God gave me the vision, and now to see his word line up with the vision, it's really blowing my mind. It's literally blowing my mind. So I'm excited about it. I'm excited to get the message across to the people so that they all understand, because I really believe that a lot of people need to understand that, and I know that a lot of people have not made their move towards their assignment because they're afraid that their past will show up. Even if it does show up, God is still with you, and you still have an assignment. So I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on the right pace, but I've been dying to share that with everybody, but I'm excited. I'm so excited. So April 4th, 6 o'clock p.m. at the Norfolk Activity Center, I'll be doing 8 songs, and about a good half or even more are original material. And it's actually just a big fundraiser for us to get funds for the album.
That is a blessing. Wow. And what city and state is this in?
This is in Detroit, Michigan.
Okay.
And if you come to a city near you, look, if anybody's listening and y'all want the Yes Experience to come to your city, we'll be more than willing.
That's right. I already. I always be ready. That's good. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Stewart, if fear was not a factor, how would you rearrange the gospel industry? If you had that opportunity to rearrange it, what would you do?
As I had the opportunity to rearrange it, you say as a whole or just for on my behalf?
I want to look at it holistically.
Well, if I wanted to rearrange it, I would say, first of all, I would do a big conference. Mm-hmm. I would go to each industry and see if they would require their artists to come to this big conference. And I would get some really good teachers and industry people that can help, first of all, break down the spiritual side as well as the business side so that we can have a more of an understanding. And I say that because I honestly believe that a lot of the gospel music now, I'm not saying that it's compromising. It is reaching another generation, but I believe that we are somewhat missing some of the factors of why, you know, this is our assignment. While I was reading, again, I'm going to go back to where I was reading. I was reading, and it's a scripture in Colossians that says that everything that you do, make sure that you do it representing God, which is verse 17. But in verse 16, it tells us that make sure that the word of God dwells in us richly so that we can use it to give wisdom and to help our brethren while singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with a grateful heart. And it kind of broke me down because I didn't understand until I looked at my concordance that they used spiritual songs back then as a way to teach what the New Testament was teaching about because they did not have it written down yet. The Old Testament was already established, but the New Testament was passed along from person to person or through spiritual songs. And that would be one of the biggest things that I would want to implement back into the industry is that, yes, we are trying to, we love making profit from the music. We love making money from the music because some of us, it may be a full-time job, but in all actuality, we are here to help teach the people the word of God through song as well. And I think if people keep that, if our artists, producers, and songwriters keep that as the foundation with the gospel industry, there will be a totally different sound. It'll be a new sound and a more effective message. Because the messages are good. Like I said, though, I'm not going to knock what they're doing, but I believe that it can be more effective if they really truly understand once again what the foundation of the songwriting should be for. But other than that, I think that would be the only thing, and just really doing some life classes on knowing that social media is not the way to express every last feeling that you have. But you live and you learn. But it's just small things like that, those would be the little nuggets that I would want to, you know, help other artists understand and change. But other than that, I think the industry is doing pretty good, even though the gospel industry is a little rocky, but I believe that we're doing pretty good.
Great, okay. Now, you're a minister and you also have your ministry of music. So can you tell me a little bit about how your ministry has reached the young people?
Well, I'm not a minister yet. I haven't accepted that call. God hasn't, you know, I've had dreams about it or, you know, I do think about it from time to time. And I wouldn't mind accepting the call at this point in my life. But, you know, he really hasn't, you know, put his mouth to my ear yet and said, okay, it's time to go, son. But, you know, when that day comes, you know, I will, you know, accept it. But my ministry has definitely affected young people as far as in my church. Definitely, we actually did a revamping of our youth department and our youth choir. And this time, God granted me the opportunity to be over them. And I thank God because I've really been able to impact their lives, especially with the knowledge. You know, sometimes I've been able to present in Bible studies as far as, you know, understanding what prayer means and having a real relationship with God. And even when I go out to sing, you know, I just have the great opportunity to share the word of God while I'm singing, and it has reached the heart of people. I recently went to Texas for the Texas Music Awards, and I actually won 2 awards. But I sung at, yes, ma'am, it was such a great opportunity. I'm still kind of like, wow, Lord, you know. It was such a great achievement for me, but it was still unexpected. It was so unexpected, mm-hmm. But I was sharing my songs, you know, singing and, you know, incorporating the word of God in it, and I did not know how much it affected people until I started seeing people posting things on Facebook and over Instagram and Twitter, and it amazed me because sometimes, you know, and it's just me just being transparent, sometimes I believe that I'm unworthy or some days that I don't, you know, I'm not used of God. But in those moments when you're relying on him is when you're used by him. So So it just amazes me. It amazes me every day. It amazes me every day.
Now let's go back to this Texas Music Awards, because I want to be sure, you know, we give God all the praise and glory, because God's really
yes,
blessed
ma'am.
You. Talk about that a little bit. Where in Texas was this? When? And tell us a little bit about your awards. I know you're humble, but tell us a little bit about it.
It was in, I'm going to say Dallas. I don't know if it was Dallas or Houston. You know where the Potter's House is?
Yes, Dallas.
Is the Potter's House? Yeah. Okay, so it was in Houston. It was in Houston, Texas, and I was actually, someone from Detroit had entered me in for the ballots, and they actually listened to my music with their executive board, and they decided to nominate me, you know, in two categories. I think it was Male Vocalist of the Year and Contemporary Vocalist of the Year or something like that. And it was amazing. You know, I had a lot of people voting, but I didn't know, you know, if I would win or not. Because, you know, as a kid, I used to always do these competitions, but I would never win anything. So it was like, you know, whatever, you know. You know, I was still going, you know, do minister and everything, but, I really didn't expect to bring anything back. But long and behold, God allowed me to bring two awards back out of the three that I was nominated for. And it was a blessing. It was a true blessing. And I'm actually nominated for six awards for the Rhythm and Gospel Awards, which is in July.
Yes, Lord. Okay, and keep me posted with that.
We'll do. I promise. We'll do.
Okay. Now, what are some long-term goals and short-term goals in the gospel music industry?
Long-term, it's just to stay current, but to stay current in a godly way that it's not tainted, or I don't make any moves that are not godly, or make any moves that does not, you know, still have its foundation on God's hand on. And short-term, just to, you know, get the album and everything kicking off, and just to make sure that I stay stable. I think that's all long-term. There's nothing really short-term, but besides, you know, the different albums and possibly different out-of-town ministering opportunities and everything like that. But just to make sure that I stay with God, that's it. But if I stay with Him, I know everything else will fall in place.
That's right. That's a good answer. Okay. Now, is there anything else you would like to share that has not been mentioned in the interview?
No, ma'am, besides my Twitter. Can I say that, Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah, say it. Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys can all follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Kevin Stewart. Once again, that's I am KevinStewart. And as well as you can catch up with me on Facebook at Kevin Stewart Jr. And anything you do, just go ahead and tag me in it, or anything you want. And then if you have any pictures or anything, just hashtag Yes Experience, and you'll be able to see everything that's coming up for the concert and different little video clips we've been making. But other than that, that is all.
Okay, and one more thing. How can listeners buy your CD or listen to your music?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I'm on every digital outlet. You can get the music off of Google Play, iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby. You can also find me on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Rhapsody, all of those JBeat applications, all of those applications that have digital music. All of my music is there, so you can go ahead and support and listen to it and add it to your playlist. Also, I have a Pandora station as well, so you just find me on all digital outlets. And it's just $3.96, so it's not that much money, just $3 and some change.
That's right. Okay. All right. Well, Mr. Stewart, I would like to thank you and your wife for allowing me to interview you. And once again, anytime you want to. Oh, your mom? Okay, okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I would like to thank, okay, you know what, I've put you as a minister and I've given you a wife, okay. All right.
Oh, Lord, that's my mom.
Okay, all right. I appreciate you coming on the Love of Jesus Ministry, and anytime you want to come, please do so, okay?
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Mr. Kevin Stewart, and as you know, that he is a gospel artist, and he's doing a lot of great things for the gospel ministry. Okay. All right. So without further ado, I have a couple announcements to make. Please be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress. Please be sure to Facebook AlfredaLove. That's ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMON ya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the ministry. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members and yourself, and pray for those who you know and those who you do not know. If you pray for all of your family members, and when you pray for all of your family members, put them all on one line and pray for them one by one, and do not forget to pray for yourself. In addition to that, just make sure that you continue to uplift and magnify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and make sure that you continue to pray for those who are in the hospitals, those who are out of the hospitals, those who have good health, and continue to pray for ministries and pastors and preachers and people all over the world. Be sure to mark your calendars for the second Saturday in June, as we will have the talent show for our youth and adults as well. Be sure to mark your calendars. In addition to that, I'm going to write different things up concerning interviews that I have with artists and actors and actresses and other individuals. So please be sure to look out for that. Also, just make sure that you connect with me on Facebook at ALFREDALOVE or FREDALOVE. Or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you join me on tomorrow, as we will have another gospel artist who will come on the ministry. So make sure that you join me on tomorrow. And also Sunday, I will bring the message of God. God will give me a message. So be sure to come back to the Love of Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. And as always, I recommend our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ unto you. Remember that the church starts in the heart. And because the church starts in the heart, wherever you go, that place will also be your church. So be sure that you continue to keep the church in your heart and continue to stay prayed up so that God can continue to allow you to walk in his will. Without further ado, someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.